Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
Woo-hoo, baby. Stick it in. Just stick it in. I don't care. Don't spit on it. Just give it to me raw. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? All right. Let's not be nasty. Let's not be cochinos up in here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is KMB, the sexy ninja for C Plus Studios and the Paper Saber Universe. And this is the New World Podcast, brother. Throw those two sweet signs up. They were down the street. In Phoenix, Arizona, my brother was there for the show. Much love to Funky Phantom. You know, he sent me some great pictures. I was like, man, I'm jelly. But when it comes to funds and when it comes to time, it just all mismatches and there's no here or there. But it's okay, though. I got to sit down in my beautiful chair and watch this amazing show unfold in front of my eyes. So before we get started, go get yourself some New World Podcast merch from our TeePublic store. Design is by Penta X. The True Sexy Ninja mascot, the logo is designed by Katie. Go get that. Go represent C Plus Studios. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. If you're new here, this is the New World Podcast. We just talk nothing but wrestling. If you're wondering about the other show, it's called the Sexy Ninja Cast, where I talk about my fandoms, my loves, my passions. This show here is growing and growing and growing, and so much so, you should rock with us on Twitch. You should rock with us on YouTube, anywhere and everywhere, Facebook, Instagrams, anywhere. We are around the world. I am around the world. I should start getting used to saying that. But go check it out. I just picked up WWE 2K23. I did my first live stream on Twitch and moved it over to YouTube. It was Roman Reigns versus John Cena. More of those to come. Also, Q&A. Somebody on Instagram asked me a question. And it was about, I'm not going to say what it was. It was a good question. I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yo, man, you inspired me. So once a week, I'm still trying to map out the days of when I'm going to do it. But once a week, I will sit down and answer a couple questions about this great, amazing sport called wrestling. Okay? So you're going to send those questions. You can DM me on Instagram, DM me on Facebook, or simply send the questions to C Plus Studios 928@gmail.com. That's where you can get to me fast and quick and easy. Just buy me a drink first. All right, let's get into it. Monday Night Raw, Kevin Patrick, Corey Graves on commentary, and we have to start with The Miz for Miz TV. His guest is Lita, Becky, and Trish Stratus. They were the guests for the Miz TV, Miz grilling them with questions. But Becky was a feisty woman tonight. She brought that fire. She brought that sass. I was just like, you go, girl. Because she was just letting it off, even on the Miz, saying, I respect everybody in this ring except you. Then she got the tiny balls chant going. I was just like, damn, Becky, woo. And Damage Control comes out, and they say their stuff. Bayley says they're like, oh, these were our idols. It's different now, blah, 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 blah. But Becky shut that shit down. I mean, down. She went on, you said the same old thing. I thought we were done at war games and this and that, but you guys are parasites and nah, 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 nah. And then, bam, it's going to end at WrestleMania. I was like, whoa, I was like, damn, Becky, I see you, I see you. And then it says that the first match of the night, Io Sky versus Becky Lynch. What a hell of a bout. What a hell of a way to start off a Monday Night Raw. These two women went toe-to-toe, and they entertained us, even got a This Is Awesome chant. This was a fun match. Becky Lynch for the win, of course. I really did enjoy this match. It was a great way to be like, okay, you ended great, you started great, ended great, and I feel like that's what they did tonight. It was a nice big meaty sandwich of WWE at its finest, because we're building up. This is the WrestleMania Raw. This is the last Raw before the stop to WrestleMania, and we have one more stop at SmackDown in the Hall of Fame, and here we go. Here we go. Big week. Big week. Cody's, they did a package of last week, his interaction with Roman on Raw and SmackDown, setting up the big main event tonight with Solo and Cody going at it. This match is, I'm ready for this match. I'm already talking to my tattoo artist. I'm like, I want Cody's logo on me, because I'm such a, like, Cody means the world, and I cannot wait until we see him win at WrestleMania. It's going to be huge, and I'm not trying to psych myself up, because, you know, they could automatically change the card. It could give it to Roman, and everyone's like, I've been seeing these great TikToks where they're like, 1, 2, 3, god damn it, Roman wins, anything can happen, but I got a good feeling in my heart. Solo's backstage. He's got the Usos. Heyman walking backstage, looking so menacing, looking so crisp, looking so clean. They got an Asuka package, and they did something tonight. They did a Charlotte package, but I really enjoyed the Asuka package and Bianca Belair package, because their buildings for their storyline has sucked. Like, I have no emotional investment into their match. I know they're going to tear the house down because there are two massive talents in that ring, but I just don't care because there's no story. Like, the buildup has just been terrible. Like, I'm rooting for these ladies just to tear down the house and prove us, you know, just give us a damn good wrestling match. But this story, I was like on the edge of like, yes. Yes, what can we do here? What can we do? And I feel like they've done more in these little packages, video packages, than they did this entire span of building up for this rivalry. You know, I think Triple H is like, yo, we need to get people invested. How can we do this? Let's show Bianca's history. Let's show Asuka's history. And I think that worked out really, really well. In my opinion, made me care a little bit. Not a lot, but it made me care a little bit. Because I think even Triple H was like, damn, we need something. We need something. So they had a package for Seth and Logan last week, because Logan knocked out Seth. Logan took the mic and he's like, I knocked you out. See you at WrestleMania. Seth got an interview backstage, and Mustafa Ali. Okay. I don't understand why this dude will not go away. He has this weird thing where it says positive Ali, like positively. And then Rollins makes fun of it and this and that. It sets up a match between him and Rollins tonight. And I was just like, I don't care, Mustafa Ali. The perfect, you know, positive Ali. I was like, but Seth ended this match quick, fast, easy. Seth for the win. And then did a promo after and told Logan Paul, like, it's your birthday, and we're gonna sing a song. Ain't gonna be the birthday song. Come on, Phoenix, Arizona, let's hear it. And that was perfection among perfection. Thank you, Seth. For squashing Mustafa Ali, because when he came in, I was like, god damn it. But he got squashed, squishy squash, as I wrote here on my notes. Great little thing with Baron Corbin backstage. Oh, Baron, he can't get a full segment. He can't even get on WrestleMania. I think he's going to be part of the Battle Royale, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. So we shall see what happens there. But Adam's talking, and then Chelsea Green interrupts. Then she's like, with Sonya Deville, and they're like, we need to go into, you know, how are we not part of that Fatal 4-Way? She's like, and Adam's like, you don't have a partner, but Sonya gets in, and they team up to, for later on tonight. I don't know why, but this Chelsea Green thing is real, like, as much as I'm like, oh, I'm going to not like this, I'm liking it. I don't know why. I'm liking it. So that sets up for a match later on tonight, qualifying match. It's already stacked as is right now, so it's a showcase. So these ladies are going to tear it down in that tag team match. I just got a good feeling. But Baron Corbin, like, after Chelsea and Sonya got what they wanted, Baron Corbin's like, seriously? And I laughed so fucking hard. My wife's like, what? I was like, this, like, Baron can't get nothing. No love for Baron Corbin. Like, we need to go back to the drawing board for Baron Corbin. We need to go back to, like, tear it down. Take the happy shit away. Take the sad shit away. Give me the lone fucking wolf, Baron Corbin. Please. Something different with this guy because it's not working. Seriously. Omos and Lesnar weigh in. But it's pretty much Omos doing the weigh-in, and he was like a 5,000 pounds of pure giantness who can beat a beast, you know. But Brock comes out. Brock doesn't waste no time, and he tries to attack, but guess what? Omos got the upper hand. Pretty cool for Omos, in my opinion. Pretty cool for him to get this little bit of a nice rub and shine from Brock, you know, showing Omos is a threat. Because he comes in there, bam, 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 bam. Then Brock's like, oh, shit, what happened? I was like, ooh, Omos, you know, he doesn't do that for many people. You should be pretty, pretty, pretty thankful. Okay? Okay. I was just happy Omos got a little bit of shine right there from Brock. And it made me a little more invested in that match we're going to see at WrestleMania this weekend. Charlotte Package, this match is already, like, in my mind, like, is going to be fantastic. Rhea Ripley had a backstage interview. She's like, I get it. I hear it all the time. She was the, you know, she was the 25th time, whatever time champion. We get it. Charlotte Flair is amazing, blah, 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 but I am going to beat her at WrestleMania. This is a match that has been building properly, in my opinion, which is why I get kind of sad with Asuka and Bianca. Like, the great match. It's going to be a good match. Just no buildup. But Charlotte and Rhea have some history, and it's going to be a banger, bro. Finn promo talking about his demons because Edge did his. He's like, bring your demons and stuff like that. I really wish that, you know, they didn't, like, what really kind of pissed me off about, no, it didn't piss me off. It was just annoying. I'm excited. Finn did a great promo, you know, talking about his demons and stuff like that for their Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania. I was more like annoyed by, like, they showed the demon graphic for Edge versus the demon Finn Balor. Yes, people could be like, well, we saw it coming. I was like, wouldn't it be cooler just to have been like, here you go. It's Finn Balor versus Edge. And then Balor comes out as the demon, and we're all like, hell yeah, we knew it was going to happen. But I don't know. That was slightly annoying. I was like, I want to be surprised, even though I'm not going to be surprised. So why am I bitching? Because I'm a wrestling fan. 8-man tag team match, the Street Profits, Braun Strowman, Ricochet versus Alpha Academy, the Viking Raiders. Maxine is watching my spirit animal, and he is called Otis. Great match. you talk about some great spots. Just a lot of fun. Braun doing the Strowman Express. You know, big things from Ricochet. Chad, the Mattician Gable, is just on fire. Otis shaking it like he can't shake it. You know, shaking what his mama gave him. Maxine watching on, like, watching and being like, ooh, Otis. Street Profits, Braun Strowman, Ricochet for the win against Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders. So they have a big showcase. They're a big match for these four. Fatal 4-Way tag team match. It's going to be awesome. If we see this with just this 8-man tag, just imagine the Fatal 4-Way tag match. It's going to be crazy. Cody Rhodes backstage does an interview. You know, he's talking about being authentic and this and that. And it's just one of those things. Like, now it's just like, God, Sunday needs to be here now. So, but This was some shit right here. This was some good shit right here. They've been doing these parody montages, you know, video vignettes for WrestleMania, because we're going to Hollywood like they did the last time for 21, and they have been nothing but spectacular, and they won. I feel like they won the bucket with this one. It was the Bloodline doing Goodfellas, the whole, what, you think I'm funny? You think I'm a funny guy? You think I'm a funny tribal chief? And then Paul, no. And there's a little thing at the end that happened when Solo actually, he doesn't break character at all in the thing. Everyone's like, ah, and then he's like, I think you're a funny tribal chief. And I was like, are we telling a story through that as well? But the Goodfellas Bloodline, mwah, chef's fucking kiss. It was gold. Here's the Bianca Belair package. But this one I wanted to talk about. This is why it's the thumbnail for the show. No, John. They're on first. So I think it's already like, they're on first for Saturday. They're kicking off WrestleMania. I feel like Triple H is kind of like given up on this match. Like it's another payday for John. Cause John fucking destroyed Austin Theory. His first interaction, you know, when we set up this match for the United States Championship, and we have a empty arena Austin Theory promo. I think the only reason why they did this empty arena was because the crowd doesn't give a fuck. I think that's why they did this empty arena, because he would have been caught up with the what chance? What? You know, no one cares. And I it's so crappy because I love Austin Theory. I've been a big fan of this kid before he even got into the WWE. And it's just like an empty arena promo? What? It caught my interest. And I heard what he said. And I'm just like, this poor kid. You know, it just kind of broke my heart a little bit. So I'm just hoping he does get a win over John some way, somehow. Make it a quick 1-2-3 or something like that. Or if he loses the United States Championship, that's going to be, I think, really killer to his career. And then it's like back to the drawing boards with Austin Theory, which there shouldn't be no drawing boards for Austin Theory, because Austin Theory is Austin Theory. God, tell WWE, I'm here to write. You know, what's funny is I told him, I was watching, I was talking to Penta earlier, and I was like, man, you know, I really, like, I have a lot of, like, I write and stuff like that. So I was like, I really, like, give me Ring of Honor. You know, I'm shooting for the other, I'm shooting lower. I was like, I don't want NXT because, Shawn Michaels will super kick me. I'm like, give me Ring of Honor. Let me dip my toe in writing some television for some professional wrestling. And I was just like, I want Ring of Honor. I think I got some great ideas there, but I'm just smoke out my ass, I guess, you know. But I was like, man, I could write something better for Austin Theory. I really do feel like that. Sonya Deville, Chelsea Green versus Mia Yim, or Meechin, whatever you want to call her, versus with Candice LeRae, tag team match, qualifying match for the Fatal 4-Way Showcase Tag Team Women's Match. I was just like, I was like, Mia Yim and Candice LeRae is going to win. Then I looked over the card again. I looked over the who was all in the match. I was like, oh, it has to be Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green. Much love to Chelsea Green for getting on the WrestleMania card, you know, with Sonya Deville. That's awesome upon itself. Because I was like, oh, there's two baby faces. There's one heel team, Ronda, and these guys have to win. So now they're going to WrestleMania. Much love to Chelsea Green with her coming back. So that's going to be crazy. I can't wait to do my picks and predictions for this card. I'm going to kind of wait until we get everything official, because there's still some things on the table, like Bobby Lashley and Bray Wyatt. There's been nothing, and Bobby Lashley's in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. There's talks of him if Bray Wyatt doesn't, you know, because stuff's going on with Bray. It's going to be LA Knight versus Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania. Something like, I was just like, because there wasn't no buildup to this anyway. There wasn't, so, you know, it's okay. I think Bray needs to go take a mental break or something like that. That's fine. I will take LA Knight versus Bobby Lashley. This is as long as we can try to re-dip our toes in the water for this storyline. So, you know, much love to Bray and much love to Bobby, but Bobby's a champ. He knows business and he'll take care of business. We had a Paul Heyman backstage interview and he's talking about, you know, Cody, and he's going to, like, Cody's going to understand, you know, this Sunday when he gets beaten by the tribal chief and he succumbs to the island of relevancy and everything like that. So more hype and more gas put on the fire. It's a go, baby, and they're going to have a face-to-face, one more face-to-face at SmackDown this Friday. So it's going to get heated, and it's going to be good. Damian Priest with Dominique versus Rey Mysterio. But Dominique cut a promo first, talking about how his mom, you know, all this shit with Dominic has been so good. All of it has been tasty. You know, I really like Prison Dom. I think this is the best version we ever got of Dominic. He, you know, my wife loves him. You know, yeah, she was just like, I'm glad. Finally, it's no longer my son Dominique. Nah, it's Prison Dom, bitch. That's who he is. But you know, Ray comes out. Damian Priest takes on Ray, and Dominic's not having it, and he beats down Ray and causes a DQ for Ray to win. Damian Priest starts beating down Rey Mysterio as well. You know, they start attacking him. Then LDF come for the rescue, because you do not do that to the most famous luchador in the world. You know, that you don't disrespect. So I can't wait to see the Hall of Fame when Rey Mysterio is entered into the Hall of Fame. I'm wondering if Dom will come out and say some shit, which will be great. but yeah, Dom Mysterio said, I wish Eddie was my real father. He said he's never said that before, but I feel like he did. I feel like he said that before, like a month ago or something like that. I got to go back through my notes. But I feel like he said he didn't say it before, but I think he did. Tell me in the comments, y'all. I was going crazy because when he first said, I've never said this before out loud, blah, blah, but I wish Eddie, but I was like, man, didn't you say this before though? I feel like you have. So I got to go through the notes, but drop those comments below. Yes or no, has Dom said this before? I feel like he has. We go backstage. They're looking at the Andre, the Giant Battle Royale. They have a package talking about the match and stuff like that. Then they go. Johnny Gargano's on the list. The OC's on the list. Rick Boogs is on the list. Elias is on the list. Bronson Reed's on the list. And Bobby Lashley's on the list. So backstage, Elias is like, you know I'm going to win. And he gets face-to-face with Bobby. And Bobby's like, yeah, don't tempt me. You know, I'll kick your ass. But I was thinking of Bronson Reed because I was going through my notes. I take that. No, I was. No. Oh, I saw one of my, what do you call it? I was going through my files and cleaning up some stuff. And I saw one of the thumbnails I used for the show. I believe it was Miz and Bronson Reed, when Bronson Reed helped the Miz. And I was like, oh, I guess Bronson Reed's going to work for Miz. They did absolutely nothing with that. I completely forgot about that when Bronson Reed helped Miz, because Bronson Reed had the thing with Dominic. I mean, not Dominic, with Dexter Lumis. Dexter Lumis got into Elias's face, but I was just like, oh, yeah, Bronson Reed helped Miz, you know. Huh. Interesting. That never turned into anything, you know. I don't know. Random, yes, I'm sorry. But we had KO and Sammy backstage hyping up their big tag team match this Saturday or Sunday. I think it's going to be Sunday. No, it's going to be Saturday. I think they're going to main event WrestleMania. So we'll talk more about that on the picks and predictions later this week. But nice, tight promo. And I feel like they showed the PWG some love, because they said, this is where we got our start in LA and everything like that. And I just felt it. They're like, this is, you know, we came from Canada, but we got our big break out here, you know, Ring of Honor, all this stuff, all this history between these two. It's going to be magical. Freaking magical, man. We had Gunther versus Dolph Ziggler, and pretty much a squash in my opinion. Like, Dolph had a little bit of back and forth, but it was Gunther for the win. Gunther got it, you know. And, you know, I Gunther, you know, it's so crazy. It's like, I saw a picture of him again when he was Walter and how chubby he was. And I'm like, damn, this dude is a machine, and with Imperium, I'm enjoying this so much. I'm just really sad about Dolph, because once again, bloop, Gunther cuts a promo with Imperium. He's like, I'm gonna beat Drew, and I'm gonna beat Sheamus, and I think this is probably gonna be on level with the IC title match from Clash at the Castle between Sheamus and between Sheamus and Gunther. I think this match is gonna be that second one. We're all gonna be like, hell yeah, that's what that IC title should mean. These are the matches we should get with the Intercontinental Championship. This is what we need. So. Cuts his promo. Then we go home. We're taking it to Cody Rhodes versus Solo with Paul. Usos come out. I already knew this was going to be Solo's first loss. You know, and it's to Cody. I don't know how I feel about that. It's a right booking decision. If he's going to have his first loss, it'll be to Cody. That kind of damages a little bit more of the bloodline, but I was like, oh, we were on a really hardcore track with keeping Solo undefeated, keeping him like at bay with being so stone faced and everything. So when he lost, I was like, oh, interesting. But Cody for the win. But Usos came out, and then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, chaos is putting smiles on my face. Cody Rhodes gets the win. And Paul's on the phone with Roman. We ending it. And I'm just like, damn. Such a good Raw. I honestly, like, even though I had a few flaws here and there, I feel like for a Raw that's going home, that we're going to WrestleMania, this was a 5 out of 5 for me personally. Tell me what you think. Drop your rating below. Tell me what you thought of the show. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you hate. Tell me what you thought was annoying. Do you think this show even deserves that 5 I'm giving it? Because I feel you started off strong with the Miz TV segment and Io Sky versus Becky Lynch, and you end it with the nice toasty butter bun bottom with Cody Rhodes and Solo, and you just smush that sandwich together, and you're just smiling, and your nipples get hard, and you're just like, WrestleMania, it's almost here. I just did the Cody. Whoa! So drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Go get yourself some merch from our TeePublic store. And share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB, the Sexy Ninja. And as always, the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
This was gonna end when we took these titles from your waist, but it's not, so it can only end at WrestleMania.